From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Armed pro-Russia rebels have shot down a Ukrainian helicopter in the eastern city of Slavyansk, killing at least 11 people, including a general. Outgoing Ukrainian President Alexander Turchynov says the militants used a Russia-made anti-aircraft missile to take down the helicopter. Slavyansk has been at the center of fighting between Ukrainian government forces and pro-Russian militants in recent weeks. Ukrainian President-elect Petro Poroshenko has promised to ramp up Kiev's response to these bandits and murderers. Nigeria's President Goodluck Jonathan has vowed to wipe out Boko Haram and extremist insurgents in the northeastern part of the country. The president made the remarks in a speech marking Democracy Day in Nigeria. He said his government will find and bring the schoolgirls abducted by Boko Haram back safely. FSN's Gary Alfonso reports from the Nigerian capital, Abuja.
The Nigerian president's promise to crush Boko Haram follows a week in which his government has faced increased pressure to find the abducted girls. He said he's deployed 1,000 more troops to the troubled northeast of the country, where insurgents attack and kill rural villages and security forces with impunity. But Nigeria's defense chief has also been criticized for prematurely claiming that the military knew where the kidnapped girls were being kept. U.S. Special Forces will apparently start flying surveillance drones over the dense forests in the region in the next few days. That, combined with the seemingly greater political will from the Nigerian authorities, may finally yield results in the quest to free the almost 230 girls stolen almost 7 weeks ago.
Pakistan's prime minister has called for an investigation into the public murder of a pregnant woman stoned to death by members of her own family. It's believed the 25-year-old victim was set upon because she'd married a man her relatives disapproved of. So-called honor killings are common in Pakistan, with hundreds reported each year. The U.S. Commerce Department has released data showing the GDP shrinking at a 1% annual rate. It's the first time the economy has shrunk in its first quarter since 2011. Patrice Howard reports from New York.
The data is a revision of the Commerce Department's initial estimate, which showed a slight gain for the period. The downward tick was driven by reduced additions to inventories by businesses and a weaker-than-expected trade balance. Severe weather in the first quarter of 2014 disrupted business as usual. Consumer spending on food services and accommodations fell for the first time in 4 years. Exports and investment also subtracted from growth. It's the first quarter in 3 years in which the nation's output of goods and services has declined, but economists expect a rise of 3-4% in the second quarter.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. A Sudanese woman sentenced to death earlier this month after refusing to renounce her Christian faith has given birth to a baby girl in prison. And the U.S. State Department is now under heavy fire from her husband, who has U.S. citizenship, over failing to intervene on her behalf. Nina Maria Potts reports from Washington.
Miriam Ibrahim was condemned to death earlier this month after she was convicted for abandoning her religious faith. She was given 4 days to repent and escape death, but the deadline passed without her changing her mind. She was also sentenced to 100 lashes for having a relationship with a non-Muslim. Her husband, from South Sudan and a U.S. citizen, has accused the State Department of not doing enough to intervene. But spokeswoman Jen Psaki says their hands are tied pending DNA testing of their toddler son to prove the boy is his.
We can't speak to the specifics of the case because we don't have a Privacy Act waiver, but I would say, broadly speaking, there needs to be proof of that genetic connection in order to have the rights of an American citizen for anyone.
Miriam Ibrahim has given birth now to a baby girl in jail, while calls continue to mount on U.S. President Barack Obama to intervene.
And the search for missing Malaysian Airlines flight MH370 appears to be back to square one, with the search off Australia's west coast being called off. Arthur Stevens has more from Melbourne.
Search coordinators have confirmed the search for MH370 is now complete, with Australia's Transport Safety Bureau saying the area can be discounted as the plane's final resting place. The statement from the Joint Agency Coordination Centre comes hours after CNN reported US Navy Deputy Director of Ocean Engineering Michael Dean as saying the pings came from some other man-made source unrelated to MH370.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.